And joining me live over the phone this morning, calling from Laramie on the campus of the University of Wyoming, that's Chad Baldwin today. Chad, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Just doing great.
Hey, appreciate your time and appreciate you hopping on to give us a monthly update on what's happening at the University of Wyoming. Of course, Chad is with the Marketing and Communications Office at UW. And Chad, a lot of things to talk about, a lot happening at UW, and I think we start off with the men's basketball program. Every Cowboy fan was pretty shocked when Coach Linderty announced that he was stepping aside, but then it kind of turned around a little bit when the new coach, Sundance Wicks, was announced, and I think a lot of Cowboy fans pretty excited about that hire.
Yes, absolutely. I think you captured it very well, Duke. I think whatever sort of concern there was that people had with the direction of the program was pretty short-lived, because we've got a real dynamic leader who has strong ties to the state coming aboard to lead our men's program, and great excitement about it. I don't know, those people who had a chance to meet Sundance know what I'm talking about. He's a bundle of energy, an incredible positivity, also a realist, and really, really understands the importance of rallying the people of Wyoming behind the program. And I think we're going to see that.
You know, you talk about the men's basketball program and the success that the women have had recently and just the athletics as a whole in Wyoming and how much it pulls and ties the whole state together. And Sundance Coach Wicks, he's a guy that understands that, I think, that the whole statewide concept of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He does. And Duke, you know, we're in a new world now in college athletics where with the transfer portal and the name, image, and likeness situation going on, for us to be a competitive D1 program, and we have been, certainly, but to continue that and to even, you know, do better, it's going to take the support of the whole state. We're the least populated state in the country, and for us to compete at the level that we have, it's going to take an effort, on all of us to have success.
Assistant Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the University of Wyoming, Chad Baldwin, on the weekday wake up this morning. Chad, another great announcement recently of the 8 fully online bachelor's degree programs now being offered through UW. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Duke. So I think people know that we do have quite a few online programs. Many of them are graduate programs, you know, like you can get an MBA, for instance, fully online. The new wrinkle here is these are fully online bachelor's degrees. So this could be for anybody, including students right out of high school, if they don't want to have a campus experience. And so those eight fully online bachelor's degrees are in accounting, criminal justice, human resources, management, marketing, organizational leadership, and sociology. And then there's a general studies degree as well. So we are being the only institution in Wyoming, a four-year institution, we think it's really important to offer these programs to people who are place-bound and, can't leave their communities. And this is kind of just the start. We're going to start with these 8, and there are others on the way. But we want to make sure people are aware of those opportunities.
It's a big deal for us because on this side of the state, because as you know, we're a pretty good drive to Laramie. And for someone, as you mentioned, just out of high school, but for people that are maybe been in their careers for a while that would like to finish a degree, they can do that right from home.
Absolutely. Duke, more and more people are doing that around the country. And so that's why we're kind of lifting our game in this area.
What's the process to get started in an online bachelor's degree? Do you have to apply to the university through the normal application process, or how does that work?
Yes, you do. Yeah, that part doesn't change. That's correct. You do have to get accepted and enroll in the university, and then it's just a matter of the process is all online. It's pretty easy to complete.
Chad Baldwin, UW update this morning on the weekday wake up. Another announcement made actually just yesterday, Chad, that's a pretty big thing. A gift to UW of $2.5 million for the Wyoming ranching programs. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, we're excited. We have a new degree program and kind of there's even a broader description of it because it does a seminar series for everybody. but it's called Ranch Management and Agricultural Leadership. It's on a College of Agriculture. It's a whole degree in that area. And this gift from the Wagon Hound Ranch, this is Art and Catherine Nicholas are the names, and the Wagon Hound is over near Douglas. That's $2.5 million to support this program. It's for, you know, support students, faculty. It's going to include industry engagement. We're going to have a yearly ranch manager summit. There's even more pieces to it. But it's exciting when we get the private sector to kick in and help support our academic programs.
Well, it's just another example, I think, of the university being connected to what's important to the state of Wyoming as far as the industry. Because, I mean, come on, ranching in Wyoming, right? And so I think this is something that the students, even from Western Wyoming, can go be part of this program and now bring that back home to Lincoln County or wherever on this side of the state and benefit from it.
Absolutely. If you look across the state, there are lots of ranchers who in fact did get their degrees from the university. This is just kind of taking it to a new level, and it's getting more, focused, a little more focused program on specifically on ranch management.
Chad, we're heading into the summer season, which is travel and tourism is a big deal. We have on our side, of course, the Tetons, and so much money comes through this area on the way to national parks and whatnot. And tell me more about the university spearheading a study on developing the state's travel industry.
Yeah, Duke, I wanted to take a look. We do have now actually have a degree in outdoor recreation and tourism management. And a program that's called the Wyoming Outdoor Recreation, Tourism, and Hospitality Initiative. That's WORTH is the acronym, and they took a look and looked at the industry across the state, which of course is our second biggest industry, and found that basically the expectation is that there's going to be a big increase in employment within the travel industry by 2030. Outpacing the overall state employment growth, like a 24% increase projected in the next 6 years. And there's a shortfall in the number of skilled workers coming from educational programs in this area. So essentially it just found that, you know, we need to produce more graduates out of this program to fulfill the need just in our own state. And so that's going to be a big focus of it is what can we do to recruit more students in this area and then turn the graduates out. You know, we hear a lot about, students who come to UW, then when they graduate and get jobs out of state and then leave the state. This is an area where the demand in state is high, and we're going to be working to try to fill it the best we can.
What's the next step in that process? You mentioned the study has come out and you mentioned some of those goals you'd like to do with that study. So tell us more about the next steps that will be taken to make that happen.
Well, sure, it'll be essentially a student recruitment effort, Duke, and it might be a specific one where, you know, it might involve some marketing, it might involve more face-to-face types of recruitment, some programs, you know, maybe things around the state, like hospitality, seminars, and that sort of thing. And so I think it's going to be a multifaceted sort of response to this.
Chad, just a couple more items before we close out here this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. It's never too late. Some kind of cool things. You had a man from Dubois, age 63, finishes UW master's degree, and which is a cool story, and a couple honorary degrees going out as well.
Yeah, we had commencement over the weekend, Duke. It's always very exciting. We had in the order of like 1,800 students get their degrees. That includes 1,300 undergraduate students, you know, getting bachelor's degrees, and 424 graduates, and some law graduates, and pharmacy graduates, that sort of thing. But the one of the graduate students was, in fact, he's Bob Finley. He's an assistant supervisor of Fremont County Weed and Pest, who lives in Dubois. He's a rancher, you know, comes from a ranching family there. Actually got his bachelor's degree like 35 years ago. And decided, hey, let's get a master's degree. And at age 63, he did. And, you know, on the job while he's doing his work. And he feels like This has been a great addition to his skill set, incredibly enough, to hear somebody who's probably pretty darn accomplished already in his role, probably knows every weed, I'm going to guess, in that part of the Fremont County. He's stepped up his game with the graduate degree, and that's pretty darn inspiring. And then we always do honorary degrees, usually one or two every spring. And so Greg Hill, who I think actually spends a lot of the year in Jackson, a UW alum, who's achieved great success in the oil and gas industry, was one of them. The other one is Noah Hole, who is a graduate of UW also, who leads a really important international agency in the area of epidemiology and public health. So it's always fun to they're not always UW alumni who get these honorary degrees, but in this case they are, and it's fun to see, you know, bring these highly accomplished people back to campus and honor them.
Absolutely. It's very, very cool. Assistant Vice President of Marketing and Communications at the University of Wyoming. That's Chad Baldwin this morning. Chad, appreciate your time and look forward to an update next month.